WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. Today we're diving into something super important. Prioritizing your emotional well-being in relationships. Ever felt like you were constantly giving, giving, giving in a relationship, only to find yourself drained and depleted? Or maybe you've noticed a pattern of putting someone else's needs before yours, leaving your own emotions feeling neglected. Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, it's not a fun place to be. But the good news is, we can absolutely change that. Relationships are meant to be supportive, nourishing, and fulfilling for both parties, not just one-sided energy vampires. So let's get real. Today, we're going to explore 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your emotional well-being in relationships. 1. Boundaries are your best friend. Think of boundaries as the invisible fences that protect your emotional space. They define what you're comfortable with and what isn't, and they're essential for maintaining a healthy relationship dynamic. It's not about being selfish, it's about ensuring both you and your partner feel respected and heard. 2. Communicate like you mean it. Words matter. Learn to express your feelings honestly and openly, even when it feels tough. Don't assume your partner knows what you're thinking or feeling. Clear communication is key. And remember, active listening is just as important as speaking up for yourself. Really listen to what your partner has to say, too. 3. Self-care isn't selfish. It's absolutely crucial. When you prioritize self-care, you're investing in your emotional well-being, which ultimately makes you a better partner. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for things that bring you joy and help you recharge, whether it's exercise, meditation, reading, or simply taking a relaxing bath. 4. Recognize red flags. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut. Listen to those instincts. If something feels off in a relationship, don't ignore it. Pay attention to patterns of behavior that make you feel uncomfortable or disrespected. Sometimes, a little introspection can reveal crucial insights about what's truly happening. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Don't be afraid to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist for support. Talking things through can provide valuable perspective and help you navigate challenging situations. Now, let me paint you a picture of a common scenario. You are constantly putting your partner's needs first, working late to cover their shift, cancelling plans with friends to go on a date they want, or even dropping everything to solve their problems at the last minute. Sounds familiar, right? You might feel good in the moment because you're being nice, but over time, this pattern can lead to resentment and emotional exhaustion. You're giving so much that you forget to fill your own cup, and eventually you start feeling depleted and disconnected from yourself. That's not a sustainable way to be in a relationship. The key takeaway here is, it's absolutely possible to be a caring and supportive partner while still prioritizing your own emotional well-being. Remember those 5 takeaways we talked about. Boundaries, communication, self-care, recognizing red flags, and seeking support. These are your weapons against burnout and resentment. So, let's recap. We learned that setting boundaries is essential for protecting your emotional space. Communicating honestly and openly with your partner strengthens the connection. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's crucial. Paying attention to red flags can save you from heartache down the road, and seeking support when needed shows strength, not weakness. Ready to put these tips into action? Start by identifying one area where you need to prioritize your emotional well-being. Maybe it's setting clear boundaries with your partner or carving out some time for self-care. Take that first step today. Remember, small changes can lead to big results. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine levels and remember, you deserve to feel happy and fulfilled in your relationships.
Cool. Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.